This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Maintaining an effective team on the farm. Our guest is Liz Griffith, human resource consultant with Encore Consultants, saying that building an effective team takes time, and it starts with effective selection and hiring.
Be as broad as you can. I know we used to always say put an ad in the paper, but that seems a lot harder now. So again, use the tools that are working in today's world. References, you know, info from your friends and family, that's kind of the best. Neighbors, friends in groups, church, you know, wherever you can, you want to talk about your business because that next kid could be your best employee. There's also a variety of programs out there where you can get interns, you can get TNs, you can get EB3s. Takes a little bit more work, but those are something to look into and consider, especially if you want, you know, a good long-term employee. So obviously, maybe you have a particular role to fill. That's important. But what kind of person are you looking for? And during that job interview, I always urge the owners or managers to be really clear about what the job is and what the expectations are.
She says once you've hired someone, make their first day of employment a special day and create a moment.
This first day is extremely important to making an impact on your new hire because people leave jobs because of managers and supervisors. The most frequent complaints we hear are lack of clear expectations about their role and their duties. So good onboarding and good training is going to clarify that information.
There are some dairy operators that avoid this because, well, they like cows more than people.
You know, if you don't have those people skills or the desire or the time, then you need to determine who that person is going to be. And if you need those employees, this is no different than what, you know, helps the cows produce more milk or what's going to help us produce higher quality feed. You're talking about your employees, your most important asset.
As part of the training, Liz says that it doesn't end after the first day.
I've seen this 100 times where, you know, we just throw someone into the parlor, pretty much say, good luck. That's not effective training. So as I alluded to before, providing guidance, hands-on training, all while explaining why this job is important, why this task must be done this way. Because explaining the whys, giving them that explanation, makes it seem more real and they have a better understanding. But we need to also look at the team we currently have and verify that we have the right people on the bus. I want to just read to you a little excerpt from the book, Good to Great, because I think it really has significance here. You are the bus driver. The bus, your company, is at a standstill, and it's your job to get it going. You have to decide where you're going, how you're going to get there, and who's going with you. Great bus drivers don't start the journey by announcing where they're going, but rather who is going with them. They start by getting the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and the right people in the right seats. So it's people, then direction. And I know we're all accustomed to setting our goals and just saying, this is where we're going, and hope that everybody follows behind us, right? You really need to look at your people first and decide, I need the right people to help me reach that goal.
One of the most obvious but important aspects of having an effective team, communication.
You have to communicate. And that goes for your family as well. I mean, you may not have any employees. It's all farm family. But believe me, you have to communicate.
Liz Griffith is market development and human resource consultant with Encore Consultants.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow, Gary Genske from Genske Molder Company and the National Dairy Producers Organization will join us with an update. Be sure to tune in for that tomorrow. And thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.